Steve Schmidt, Trump Stoked Cold Civil War, His Rhetoric Makes Violence Inevitable. By Joshua Kaplan on October 25, 2018. In the wake of a series of bomb scares targeting prominent Democrat leaders, Steve Schmidt, a former campaign strategist for the late Senator John McCain, R.Oz, called President Donald Trump the greatest demagogue in U.S. history, who has stoked a cold civil war. Trump has stoked a cold civil war in this country. His rallies brim with menace and he has labeled journalists as enemies of the people, Schmidt began in a series of tweets Wednesday. That someone would seek to kill their political enemies is not aberrational but rather the inevitable consequence of Trump's sick incitement. The political strategist turned MSNBC contributor claimed, without evidence, that the intended recipients of the apparent crude mail bombs were linked to President Trump's spirited rebuke of his Democrat rivals. The targets are political, not coincidental. Trump, the greatest demagogue in American history, has celebrated violence over and over again, Schmidt wrote. It looks like someone finally took Trump both literally and seriously. The WH will feign outrage when this obvious point is made. Schmidt then went on to say members of media should be able to do their jobs without fear of retribution and warned against the damaging effects that stoking of hatred and sundering can have in American life. No journalist or commentator should be intimidated from making this point, he continued. The stoking of hatred and sundering of the American people was always going to lead to terrible consequences. Chief amongst them would be the initiation of partisan or sectarian violence within our country. Schmidt's remarks came amid reports that the U.S. Secret Service had intercepted various explosive devices sent to former President Barack Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, along with the New York offices of CNN, which was evacuated after discovering a suspicious package addressed to the political strategist's MSNBC colleague, former CIA chief John Brennan. On Monday, progressive billionaire George Soros had an explosive device hand-delivered to his Westchester County compound. In a scathing New York Times opinion editorial published Wednesday, the hedge fund manager's son, Alex Soros, blame the scares on President Trump's demonization of his opponents. President Donald Trump denounced the targetings and called on Americans to come together. Acts or threats of political violence have no place in the United States, the president said. This egregious conduct is abhorrent. We are extremely angry, upset, unhappy about what we witnessed this morning, and we will get to the bottom of it, he added.